but thinking about the emotional bank account, how you can intentionally, through daily and weekly actions, keep those banks full is going to determine a lot about your kids. Just how well they grow, how well they mature, and how much you guys enjoy spending time together.
Hey, what's up, friends? I'm Vince Del Monte, father, husband, and the OG of online fitness marketing. For more than a decade, I've been committed to helping skinny guys pack on muscle. And after building multiple seven-figure online fitness businesses, I've achieved freedom and financial security through mentorship, hard work, and my passion for fitness. And I want to help you do the same. Recently, I've built the best mastermind coaching program that exists for fitness professionals by giving you the shortest no BS path to grow to 6, 7, and even 8 figures regardless of your starting level. My coaching was designed to give you the skills, systems, and support to become an industry mover and shaker and build the business and life of your dreams.
Hey, and welcome back to the Vince Del Monte podcast. This is Adrian here, Vince's younger brother. And I'm rocking solo, have been very much excited about this episode because I'm sharing what I think is my favorite way of thinking about what makes an incredible family, what makes incredible fathers, what makes incredible mothers. And it is the idea of having an emotional bank account. We're going to dive into this concept of what that means, but we want to be really, really practical. And so what we've done is we've put together a 7-day challenge where you are going to fill the emotional bank accounts of your children by creating the best week of their lives. That's what we're calling it, the best week ever challenge. The link to participating in that challenge, totally free challenge, be a totally fun challenge, is in the show notes. I'll talk about it more in a couple minutes. But we wanted this to be more than just like concepts and good ideas. We wanted you to be able to have an action plan to give your family the best week of the year. And so stick around to the end and we'll present all the ideas about what you can do to be part of that challenge. And we'd love to do that with you. Now, before we get into the challenge, I want to kind of share a story from Vince and I's childhood that demonstrate the importance of thinking about concepts like the emotional bank account. The idea comes from Stephen Covey's Seven Habits of Highly Effective People and 7 Habits of Highly Effective Families. If I'm going to give you 2 books to read this year, that would be it. Parents, 7 Habits of Highly Effective Families. Might be like my Bible on how I raise my kids, how my wife and I lead our family. One of the concepts, I think it's concept number one, is that great parents are proactive. They're not reactive to the world. They are proactive. And, you know, they have strategies that they use that are in place well before kind of the storms of life hit. My parents were proactive like this. You know, they did a lot of reading. In the 80s, when Vince and I were growing up, they would have been well ahead of their time. And one of the strategies, the proactive strategies they had, is that when Vince and I would fight, and Vince and I were pretty close in age, so we had more, I think, sibling rivalry than me and my younger brother. There was just more, a little more competitiveness between Vince and I. They would say this: go to the bathroom. My mom or my dad, they'd say, go to the bathroom. And they would send us around the corner from the living room into this little powder room, like a little bathroom, no windows, just the sink and the toilet. And we would have to go in there. And, you know, my dad would like close the door. I remember it. I don't think it was nearly as like prison-like as I'm describing it. But we had to go in there and we had to like work it out. We had to talk about what our problem was. And I don't know if we talked about it as much as my folks would have liked. But the point was, my parents weren't just sweeping conflict under the rug. They were proactively saying, we're going to restore relationships in this family. We value relationships in this family. And so we've got some systems and strategies in place that when conflict arises, we know what we're going to do about it. And I think parents, should I thank mom and dad, Vince? I guess I should, you know. Because my parents taught us you have to be proactive with your parenting. The world is going to influence your family more than you'd like. My kids, you know, my oldest two are 8 and 10, and I'm just seeing how much their friends and their sports and all the things are pulling them out of the family unit. And it's so important, I think, that they are grounded in family, the family of origin. Otherwise, the world is just going to keep pulling them and pulling them away. I think we live in a world today where there is a lot of confusion about what it means to be family. There's been lots of iterations of family systems over the last 100 years, but we are now actually living in a time period when there's no ideal for what constitutes a good family, right? It's not like that's the best type of family. You're not allowed to sort of have those beliefs, so to speak. Families are supposed to be stable. They're also supposed to be about everyone achieving individual happiness. And you're supposed to be like flexible and pluralistic, and you're not supposed to say like this is better than this. And I don't want to get political, but what's happened is that we are now the first society in human history without a clear social consensus about what constitutes real or good family. My source here is a book called The Intentional Family by Dr. William J. Doherty, and it might be a good book to check out. But what Doherty argues is that the family has become a powerful ship without a compass. It's going somewhere, but no one can predict where. And so what happens is because we don't want to sort of take a stand and say, this is what family ought to be, we sort of drift into what culture says is normal. And as Vince and I shared, you know, earlier on in the fall, normal is essentially code for busy, right? Normal is just like parents working super long hours, kids having 5, 6, 7 nights of extracurriculars, the family's never really together, everyone's on cell phones. You know, that's what we've drifted towards because we don't have a clear vision of what family ought to look like. And, you know, what's funny is in the family of the present, everyone is on the move all the time. Everyone's busy, 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 but we're sort of like ships passing in the night. The members of the family unit rarely have time to just like sit and be together quietly. I heard Ryan Holiday talking the other day on a reel or a podcast or something, and he said something like he was sitting in the living room with his kids and his partner, and he looked up and he just said, like they were all on tablets, I think. And he's like, I don't even care about that. It was just good that we were all there together. Right? And it stood out to me that we move at such a fast pace in the 21st century that those moments when we're all just there together are uncommon. And I think to protect them, parents have to be incredibly proactive. And that's what the emotional bank account is all about. It's about thinking in advance about what daily and weekly deposits you will build into the family schedule to ensure that the family balance stays full and to make sure it keeps moving in the direction you want it to move. So let me dig into the bank account just a little bit. The idea of the bank account is that the balance of the bank account represents the quality of the relationships you have. Any relationship can use the emotional bank account analogy. I want to talk specifically about the relationships you have with your children. And the emotional bank account is like a financial bank account in that you can make deposits by proactively doing things that are going to build trust, or you make withdrawals by reactively doing things that decrease the level of trust. The trust is the key element. Whether you're making deposits or withdrawals influence the amount of trust. And the amount of trust in the account determines how well you can communicate and solve problems or move forward with another person. If my kids don't trust me, right, if I'm just constantly yelling and making withdrawals, then they're just not going to believe that daddy is someone they should listen to, right? There's no trust. They don't trust daddy. But if I have fun with them, if I read to them, if I apologize to them, if I show up daily for them, then they trust me. And so, you know, when I have to discipline or when I have to hold a boundary, they know, okay, daddy, we trust him. Okay, we buy into this. This is part of a good, solid relationship. And so we'll follow what daddy says. You know, a family that operates proactively like this is a family that rows and steers its boat. You're not just kind of seeing what the world does to your family. You're intentionally guiding your family. You're filling it with deposits, daily deposits of love, of respect, of forgiveness, of laughter. That's my favorite deposit, just laughing together. You know, you're taking your family toward greater connection. And you know, what's really stood out to me as my kids are getting a bit older, if I'm not intentional about deposits, I'm going to unintentionally slip into withdrawals. You know, I have a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old. And if I'm not careful, all they could hear from me in a single day, despite us being together a lot, are withdrawal, like, commands. They would hear things like, come on, boys. Wake up, boys. Get dressed, boys. Come on, boys. Get out the door. Boys, I'll see you after school. And then, like, they come home after school, and it's kind of, boys, you got to eat quick. Come on, come on. We got to get to soccer. And then after soccer, it's kind of, did you play your hardest? Okay. All right. Let's get your homework done. Go to bed. And in a day, all my sons could hear from me, theoretically, despite us actually having time together, is withdrawals. Just like implorative commands to do things, like to get moving. And that's not the kind of relationship I want. I want to have a constant stream of deposits to build the trust in our relationship. So in lean times, in tough times, you know, just tonight before we recorded, my son was up late trying to get this homework assignment done. And I could see like the tears coming a little bit because it was more work than we thought it was going to be. But there's so much trust in our relationship that I cracked a joke and we were good and we got the work done. Like there's so many deposits there that they could withstand this tough moment. And so, I think the question I want to ask is how do we fill the tanks, right? How do we create an emotional surplus? And, you know, when you need to sort of go into a leaner time, when you need to discipline, there's plenty to pull from. You know, the kids know that their parent is with them because it's not like you're demanding and demanding and commanding and commanding. It's more like you're filling and filling and filling and filling. So when you need to make a withdrawal, there's plenty to pull from. And I think that great emotional bank accounts are the result of the following four daily deposits or weekly deposits. Okay, so I'm going to give you four, and then I'm going to lay out how you could sort of apply these in our 7-day challenge. So here we go. Number one is sort of big picture, but I think a significant daily deposit is how emotionally regulated you show up day after day. This is why what we're all about in Bedrock is, in our coaching program, is about installing good, solid habits for yourself. Get up, wake up early as a result of going to bed early, proactively plan the day out in advance, get some time to yourself in the morning to like journal, and if you read your Bible or read a book, exercise, emotionally regulate what you're putting in your mouth, right? These things are actually deposits in your kids' emotional bank accounts because you are showing up neutral. Neutral is a superpower. And if you don't take good care of yourself, then you're kind of like a balloon that's about to pop. And then, you know, then it's withdrawal nation, right? It's just withdrawal, withdrawal, withdrawal because you aren't showing up neutral. And so I think the first type of deposit is simply you taking good care of yourself so you can show up really well in the unexpected moments. Okay, now let's get a little more practical. You know, when we had Dr. Meg Meeker on, she said that the best daily deposit for dads, and I actually disagree a little bit with her. I thought it should be more, but she said 15 minutes a day. Okay, 15 minutes a day of one-on-one time with each of your kids. Okay, whatever that is. I don't know what they like, if you have boys or girls, whatever ages they are, but 15 minutes a day where you give them what Dr. Meeker calls the triple A treatment. Okay, the triple A treatment is affection, some type of touch. Even if it's for teenagers, touch them somehow, right? Like, yeah, I don't know if you fist bump teens or just give them a pat on the shoulder or a hug, right? With younger kids, it's a little easier, the affection part of it. The second part of the AAA treatment in those 15 minutes a day is affirmation, using your words to fill your kid's tank. You don't need to like be over the top, like, oh, you're the best. Oh, you're the best. But just like asking them questions about their day. And that leads into the third A in our AAA treatment is attention, right? You know, just you're literally there with them. You read with them, you play a game with them, you wrestle with them. If you have older kids, I would be ruthless about protecting carpool, right? It's so easy to be like, yeah, you can drive the carpool. That saves me time. But I think when you give up the carpool, you're giving up opportunities to make deposits. I would protect the carpool, especially if you have teens, right? That's a time when they actually need you around, want you around. And so driving them places is a time when you can get 15 minutes with them. I wouldn't see it as anything other than this is a chance I can make a deposit. And here's one if you have really little kids. I heard recently that another type of deposit is holding a boundary. Like when you're calm and your kid is kind of emotionally out of whack and you can just calmly diffuse the situation, that is a huge deposit. Okay, so those 15 minutes a day, that's our second way that you can make deposits. Give your kids 15 minutes a day and you can give them the AAA treatment with whatever you're doing. Okay, my third type of deposit is weekly. And I call it a one-on-one date. One-on-one time with your kids. You know, what Stephen Covey says about one-on-one times, I'm going to read a quote. It's worth reading. These one-on-ones are where most of the real work of family is done. This is where the deepest nurturing of heart and soul is found. It's where the most significant sharing, the most profound teaching, and the deepest bonding takes place. If I could actually only say install this one habit to fill the banks of your kids, I would say it's a one-on-one date. Now, in my family, there's two parents and three kids. So our kids get three one-on-one dates per month. They don't get to go every single week. What do we do? What we do is I usually just take my boys to Tim Hortons or Starbucks and we play cards and they always order the same thing. They get an apple juice. They get two carbohydrate drinks. It's rare, but they get like apple juice and a donut or whatever. My dad used to take me and my brothers on Saturday morning to Burger King and we'd have this like greasy cheese croissant. I still remember it. My wife's one-on-one time with her father, he was highly intentional. He would drive her to piano once a week. Then he would wait while she had her lesson, and then they would go for ice cream afterwards. Right? You don't have to like add another hour to your day. It's just thinking intentionally about the time you're already spending with your kids. Okay. Let me just make one other final point about these one-on-ones. If you're thinking we don't have time for that, like how do you have time for that? Then you're probably running at a pace that is prioritizing things over family. Like if hockey gets four nights a week and I'm saying you need 15 minutes a day to give your kid the AAA treatment and you're like, oh my gosh, like this is just so much for fathers today. The problem is not the 15-minute AAA treatment. The problem is something else. So do some journaling about that. Okay, finally, the final deposit is consistency. I think consistency is a huge, huge deposit. If after listening to this podcast, you feel like, yeah, I'm going to start one-on-one times and you do it once, that's fine. Well, that's not fine, right? Consistency itself is a deposit. Let's be honest, when you're out with your kids, things might not go as planned. You might, you know, like there might be a traffic jam and what you thought would be like, yeah, we're going to go out for an ice cream turns into just sitting in a traffic jam together. But you planned it and your kids know you planned it. And I think them knowing that you're consistently trying to show up is so, so, so important. You know, we say that consistency compounds. It's like interest, right? If you put an investment in the bank and say 3 months later, yeah, I want to take it out. How much have I made? It's not going to be much. You're probably going to lose money. But if you can commit to a one-on-one, bi-weekly one-on-one for the next 10 years, next 5 years, even the next year, a full year of biweekly one-on-ones, that's 26 one-on-ones, your kid is going to talk about that when you die. That's going to compound. And so I want you to think of consistency as a deposit itself. Okay, so we have dug into the emotional bank account. I hope this concept has served you. We want to be thinking intentionally about how we can fill our kids' bank accounts. If not, society is going to pull them from us. Right? The norm of busy, the drift towards busy, busy, busy is going to just pull our families apart. Like ships in the night, we'll keep moving, but we might not like where our kids end up. We might not like where we end up. We might not like where our relationships with our kids end up. And just to wrap up here, we want to invite you to actually do a 7-day challenge with us. We're starting on October 29th, just a few days from now. And this is going to be a kickstart into the concept. This is not sort of a sustainable model for the emotional bank account, but it'll be a super fun week to kickstart the idea of filling your kids' emotional bank accounts. And what we're going to do, it's for dads with kids of all ages, And what we want to do is give you an opportunity to make a daily deposit every single day. It'll be a huge emotional investment in your kids. And so, you know, we've got really cool things like, you know, breaking your kids out of school one day, taking them out for lunch, the jar of mystery, a family food fight, and then also simpler things like just having conversation. Like, how do you start a conversation with a moody teen? We got some great ideas. And then the weekends with the big investment where you plan, you know, a single night of fun that your family will remember forever. And so if you're interested in joining us and really like topping up the family emotional bank account, we're going to start very soon. The link is in the bio. You'll get the Good Dad's Fun Guide, which is packed full of like every great activity that me and my kids do, that my wife and I do with our kids. That'll get sent to you right away. You can join us inside our private Telegram chat, and we'll share all our best ideas. Some of this will put you outside your comfort zone, but your kids will remember that stuff, right? This is an opportunity to have a ball with your kids, to have fun, to laugh as a family, and I think you'll really enjoy it. Okay, so as we wrap up here, I just want to encourage you to think proactively about your family. I don't know if you need to send kids to the bathroom, although do some thinking if that's a strategy that might work in your house. But thinking about the emotional bank account, how you can intentionally, through daily and weekly actions, keep those banks full is going to determine a lot about your kids. Just how well they grow, how well they mature, and how much you guys enjoy spending time together. Thank you for being here. If this was a helpful episode, please share it. Screenshot this episode. We're putting out lots of episodes, one a week at least, and we'd love for you to just share it with others. Get into the hands of other dads who might benefit from our 7-day challenge, the best week ever, 7-day challenge, or even just hearing about the emotional bank account. I would love if you shared. Tag me. You can tag at Men of Bedrock or tag at Vince Del Monte. And we would just so appreciate you helping us spread the word. Thank you for being here, and I look forward to seeing you inside the 7-day challenge.